Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting second. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Oliver. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry May. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Floyd. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Splitorf. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitorf. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rich Morales. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Hairmon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wilbur Wood. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. And now, play ball. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas strikes out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a fly ball into right field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Floyd fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allen moves to second. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reichardt. Piniella reaches second base with a double. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales fields it and has Piniella trapped. There's the throw to Melton and over to Andrews, who tags Piniella for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood fires to first and picks off Oliver. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May moves to third. Ed Hairmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a pop-up towards third. Schall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood bunts towards the mound. Splittorff fields it and throws to first for the out. Morales moves to second. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Floyd scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Splittorff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Splittorff bunts in front of the plate. Hermann fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hermann. May moves to second. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 1 in the game. Schall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales fields it and throws to second for the out. May moves to third. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 1 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. Andrews hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen strikes out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Piniella strikes out. Hermann drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Piniella out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayberry hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 1 in the game. Reichardt is called out on strikes. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splittorff fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive towards third. Melton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd is 0 for 1 in the game. Floyd hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Splittorff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Splittorff is 0 for 1 in the game. Splittorff hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a pop-up towards short. Floyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 0 in the game. Wood takes first base on ball 4. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Floyd fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Shaw hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams who is chasing the ball. Shaw reaches third base with a triple. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 2 in the game. Rojas hits a pop-up towards short. Morales settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Piniella hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 2 in the game. Andrews hits a fly ball into right field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. May settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on May. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd is 0-for-2 in the game. Floyd hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-2 in the game. Reichardt hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. May hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Splittorff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Splittorff is 0-for-2 in the game. Splittorff hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Schall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-3 in the game. Rojas hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schall. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Schall steals second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-3 in the game. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Piniella strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-2 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. Hermann reaches second base with a double. Jim Qualls pinch runs for Ed Hermann. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wood bunts towards the mound. Splittorff fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams bunts towards third. Schall fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Schall. Wood goes all the way around to score. Williams moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-3 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Floyd scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-3 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Floyd scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Egan now catching. Jay Johnstone now playing center field. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mayberry hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliver strikes out. Egan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Oliver out. Two outs. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Hobley pinch runs for Jerry May. Richie Sheinblum pinch hits for Bobby Floyd. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 1, and Kansas City Royals, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.